If we get beaten on Friday and we have to go to UCD to try and get something to get third place, we know all about pressure. Whereas if we get a result against Galway, we're probably looking up the table, going up to UCD as regards, well, look, we can get into a playoff position. It's a matter of what position we can get. But at the moment, we're not guaranteed a third place. And until that's happened, there's not much point in talking about playoffs.
Yeah, and Galway's situation, Ollie, I think that's one that definitely surprises you. They're 11 points behind Harps with 3 games to go, so they can no longer catch Harps. The best they can hope for probably is fourth place at this stage. And given the quality that they have within the squad, that's probably something that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, well, I mean, Galway's business and our business are something to do with us. What I do think is that they've underachieved, and they'll be trying to put that right on Friday night. They've got serious players with the likes of Ryan Connolly, Robbie Williams, Mark Ludden, Owen McCormack, any of them. They're all Premier Division players, is what they are. They all played in the Premier Division and acquitted themselves very, very well. Ryan Connolly came to Ballymofea last year with Shamrock Rovers. Now, they have nothing to lose coming up here on Friday on the basis that we bet them up there in the last minute goal, possibly against the run of play. Jesse Deaver scored a great goal to beat them when they were going quite well. And without doubt, they'll be coming up to try and put that right on Friday night. And they have the capability of putting it right on their day, to put it that way too.
Some might say the pressure's very much all on them, Ollie, because if they don't get a result on Friday night, that's the season over for them, more or less.
Yeah, and no. Which would you prefer coming up here against a team that, from our position, that have underachieved or overachieved? I know which I'd prefer to play, but Galway certainly will feel that they're not in a position on the table that they should have been with the players they have, and they'll be trying to put that right on Friday, and indeed their last 2 games of the season as well. And the point I'm saying is that they have the talent to do that, and that's obviously what's concerning us.
So it's a key weekend again. So much can change depending on how results go on Friday night.
Absolutely. I'm giving the negative side of it. If we lose to Galway, we have to go to UCD that have beaten us twice comfortably at home here, and indeed maybe in a lesser gap of a game up in Belfield. It would mean we have to get something out of Belfield to try and get in the top four. The other side of it is, should we win on Friday night or get a draw, you might be going to Belfield, with the mind of fourth place already in the bag. But they can change. It can change any week, and it changed plenty of weeks up to now, and I've no doubt it could change again on Friday night if we're not at ourselves.
And with games running out by the week, Ollie, the supporters, I know I mentioned it earlier on in the press conference as well, the supporters have a big role to play over the last few weeks, because a big crowd on Friday night, a good atmosphere, can make all the difference.
It can, yeah, most certainly. I mean, we need them. We need them now, if ever we needed them. Though, to be fair to them, on the road the last couple of weeks have been brilliant, and they're in Dundalk, they're in Athlone, in their numbers to their credit, and that was most, certainly that was very favourable from my point of view. But we need them at home, out to support the kids, and they are kids that are out there. Gareth Herrick and Keith, Kieran Coll, Kieran Geller, that might be, maybe longer in the tooth, but we've an awful lot of kids out there that will be out there on Friday. But we need them also, as I said from the start of the season, we need them to be patient. Galway are a proper, proper side, and this will be touch and go if there's a winner in it at all, to put it that way to you. But we need them to try and back these young fellas on Friday in their numbers, and obviously to try and get us over the line into a top four place, to put it that way to you, which could go out the window on Friday night. Or we could be looking, thinking, yeah, well, maybe if we get a result here, we might be safe, to put it that way.
Yeah, and the games between these two clubs have always been close, Ollie. You're expecting no different this weekend.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We've had a very poor record against Galway. We might have beaten them this year. We hadn't beaten them for years before that. We might have beaten them once over, I think, when Tommy Dunn was there. But we struggled. No, we never got beaten heavily by them, to put it that way too, really. There was always one goal in it. There might be no goal in it on Friday night. That's the nature of it. They are, on paper, a very, very talented group of lads that on their day can beat anybody. And that's been the nature of this league. And it's we know what we're playing. We're not playing a side that has overachieved, and we realise, well, maybe, they've got more points than deserved. We're playing a side that probably has underachieved, and Alan will have them wired to the moon on Friday night, and will be proving a point that these lads shouldn't have lost us the last time they're in Ballybofey, which is probably true.
Yeah.
you know, we had one chance in the game and took it in the last minute. But we need to get something out of it. And, you know, what you're asking about the supporters, we need them out in their numbers, and also we need them to be patient, in particular with the young fellas that are there.
I'm not expecting to show your hand before that Galway game, but, you know, Paddy McCourt's name has been appearing on the team sheet. Thankfully for supporters, they'll be glad to see that. Is he likely to play any part on Friday night or in the closing stages of the season?
Reality of it is no, Dermot. He'd be on the bench for a number of reasons. Basically, his presence and to have him around the place both before, during and at the end of games, it's invaluable to us. He has resumed individual training. He's a long way off starting a game of any sort. And probably the hope is that should, and please God, if we get to the playoffs, that you might get something out of them then. But if we don't get to the playoffs, well then, you know, we're planning for something that we might never get him back in the pitch. But he's a number of weeks ahead of them yet. Mm. But please God, we'll have a game for him to play in the, if, please God, it is the playoffs, should he regain full fitness.